Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch. You're going to hear our interview with Raheem Morris coming up in less than 10 minutes. Stay right there. Mike, before we get to Grant, what is your takeaway from today? A guy just asked me, said, I know you guys are up there. You talk to everybody. Are you, how confident or what's your takeaway from today?
Everybody putting a brave face in a tense situation. Okay, there's some tightness here. I mean, look, getting to work. We talked to Mike Hughes. He said the best thing is to get your game plan, get your mind off that disaster you left up in Charlotte, and now they get to work. But I think there is a sense that, you know, you've got to do better, and it's got to be. Look, guys, 1-3 in the NFL, you guys know what that is, and they know too.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to tell you there is a sense of worry, but there is concern.
I mean, I don't know if guys in that locker room react like, oh, blank, they just cut Ike loose. Or, oh, wow, coach is scapegoating Ike, and we all jammed up. I don't know. I mean, look, there's still enough talent in this building to fix it. The brain power's got to be harnessed in the right way, and better decisions have to be made.
All right, you will stay right there because coach is coming up. He answers all the things you've been wondering about, clock management included. It's on the way. Grant, winning streak snapped. But what a winning streak it's been. And why have they been winning like this? We're talking about the Braves, guys. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. Season's winding down. Why have they been playing so well, man?
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, isn't it? I mean, you would have loved to have seen this the first 7 games of the season. You would have loved to have seen it in April or even July or sometime in which the Braves really, really needed to, I think, show maybe a little bit more was in the tank or that they were capable of more. But I think we've all documented some of the reasons why it wasn't happening earlier. But I think it is, at the very least, encouraging to see that this club, this group, which a vast majority of these guys are going to be back in 2026, are turning their seasons around, are finishing on a higher note, and are, I think, kind of resetting the expectations after the disappointment of being eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 8 years to get back to work in spring training. I think that that's kind of the optimistic view of what this could be. Is it a lot of momentum that's going to carry them through next year? Of course not. But I think there were some things that you needed to see, whether that was Michael Harris, whether that was Spencer Strider, whether that was Chris Sale coming back and pitching well again, Ronald Acuna Jr. finishing hot. I mean, just a lot of stuff that kind of adds up to being able to take at least an inventory of what you need in the offseason. The unfortunate thing is, despite all this winning, it's going to be a losing season. And to add injury to insult, you lost Ozzie Albies, who broke his hammock bone on this homestand. So it continues to be a frustrating year, an up-and-down year. But, you know, you'll do what you can throughout the winter, I think, to go out and find the pieces that you need, because Alex Anthopoulos and that group should be highly motivated to fortify this roster and really do some work, I think, in the pitching staff and the bullpen in particular, and maybe go out there and find another starter that could really reinforce that group as well.
How about two? It's our man Grant McCauley, guys. Right. We're here from Coach Raheem Morris in just minutes. You're live from Falcons headquarters. Grant, speaking of Ozzie, knowing that, you know, his contract is where it is, it's still relatively inexpensive. But last time he had to deal with a wrist injury, I mean, anytime he's had to deal with injuries, sometimes it's been a rocky road getting back to form.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they approach that? Do they bring some talent in, or they still look to the minors for second base?
I think that you could get somebody who's versatile that could help you out, but I feel like, you know, this injury, the wrist injury in particular, sapped Ozzy in some ways over the first few months of the year. I think that that was part of the deal. And as he went on through the year, he seemed to get stronger. He seemed to get better at the plate. And really, he was closing it out with a good, solid couple of months that reminded you who he was. And now with the hammock bone, that's one that I think is kind of on that same scale for a lot of hitters, where it takes a while to get that flexibility, to get that strength back in that hand. I can't speak for it. We have to have the, you know, the healing time, the recovery, the rehab to get back to spring training. But that contract is sitting there at $7 million for next year. $4 million of it's guaranteed in a buyout. So do you want to cut Ozzie Albies loose over $3 million at 28, 29 years old and watch him return to form with another club? I'm not sure I'm willing to stomach that, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't go out and find somebody that's capable of maybe doing the second, short, and third, you know, utility infielder. I don't know that there are a whole lot of Martin Prados out there, but it'd sure be nice to have one right about now.
Grant, with the surge of some of these guys, take Acuna out of it. Who's the next best player on this team?
I would say Matt Olson. I don't think that that's too much of a stretch. I mean, if healthy, then Austin Riley should be in that discussion as well. I think I like what I've seen from Jurickson Profar, but I wouldn't say it's blown me away, but it's certainly been what you brought him in to do. He's worked his walks, he's shown some power, and he's been playing every day following the suspension, so that's certainly a plus. But I think that Ronald Acuna Jr. is in this top tier all by himself, and that's not a knock on anybody else. He's just one of the superstars of the game, and when he's going, you know, he's the guy. But Matt Olson, I think, has put together a good season. There have been some highs and lows, peaks and valleys, whatever you want to call them in there, but it's an all-star campaign. He is leading, or has been, amongst the league leaders in doubles. His home run and RBI surge here at the end makes you feel a little bit more like he's gotten back to some of those norms, and I think he's going to win a gold glove. So those are things that you'd like to check all those boxes for your first baseman, and Matt Olson's delivered on a lot of those. So right now, I think, as you kind of wait to see what Austin Riley is able to do over the offseason to get back into the winter, to kind of reestablish his career, I think that Matt Olson's that guy.
It's our man Grant McCauley, guys. More Falcon talk coming up in just minutes. And now they lose a 10-game win streak is snapped today as they fall to the Nats 4-3. Is Kim going to accept an offer for the Braves? And what would that Braves offer look like to lock in shortstop?
Yeah, that's a good question. And if I'm Alex Anthopoulos in that crew, and I'm certainly not, but I can just kind of put myself in that spot for a minute, there would be some motivation to get a deal done that involves going beyond 2026. But he has that $16 million player option. He could forego that and go back on a free agency. And though he has played well in his month or so with the Braves, would that be enough to push that big offer that Scott Boras, who, by the way, is his agent, would like to get for him? I can't say that it won't be because it's Scott Boras, but they had to get creative last year because Kim was coming off a major shoulder surgery, and he's still got $29 million guaranteed. He just has to decide if he wants the last 16. The Braves would very much like that. I think they'd love to keep Kim around for multiple years, but he's not a guy that I look at and think that's a candidate for a 5-6-7-year deal, at least not for the Braves. And I don't know a whole lot of clubs out there that will be willing to roll the dice on that after him coming back and missing a lot of time this year to really know for sure what you're going to be getting moving forward for a player who's going to be moving through his peak years and into his mid to late 30s.
Coach Raheem Morris explains what happened as a delay of game call happens and we blow a timeout. That's on the way. Stay there in 5 minutes. Grant, Drake Baldwin hits home run number 19. Describe to me what this looks like next season. Sean Murphy's healthy. Drake Baldwin is going to be the rookie of the year. What does this look like for our Braves team?
I tell you, this is just a first world problem. And where it starts to kind of, I think, make more sense perhaps is when Marcell Ozuna is not in the picture. If you don't have that everyday DH that keeps a Drake Baldwin from being able to get a couple of more games a week in that DH spot and catch 3 to 4 games a week, split that load with Sean Murphy, or allow Sean to kind of be that starting catcher for a good chunk of the season, use Drake there as you need to, and utilize him as a DH maybe a little bit more than that, because I know they love the hitter, I can tell you that. And Sean Murphy, they love the game caller, they love the catcher that he is. And obviously the injury kind of clouds that picture, but if you're looking at next year for what it can be, I think being able to utilize that DH spot for both of those guys would be of the utmost benefit for the Braves for their catching situation, and for Baldwin more so the DH type than Murphy is. And then maybe you're able to use DH for Ronald Acuna Jr. a handful of times a month, keep his legs fresh, or whoever it may be, and kind of rotate some guys through that. That could be one of the options for the Braves if they look to do that.
All right, Grant, before we cut you loose, I know I've asked you this a few weeks back. I'll throw it back at you. What kind of spenders are the Braves going to be this offseason?
I think they should be motivated spenders. I mean, look, if we want to have a pragmatic and realistic conversation about what they've done this year, they stood pat. They did not add salary. They reset the luxury tax. So if you're going to go out and spend, this would appear to be what they've set themselves up to do. Whether or not they wanted to come out and advertise that and talk about it in, you know, practical terms, no. And the clubs get in trouble for talking about resetting the luxury tax. So you were never going to hear that. But I think at this point, it is what has happened. It is what has transpired. And you know, now the Braves have an opportunity to go spend and not worry about that, if it was a concern before. But you look at shortstop, you look at the starting rotation, you look at the bullpen, and you look at where the Braves were from a payroll standpoint and where they've told us they want to be. And these are the words of Terry McGuirk. They're not my words. We would like to be a top five payroll. The way to do that is to go out there and spend, and the Braves are going to have an opportunity to do it this winter.
Grant, I want to say thank you, bud. Appreciate your time, effort this season. You've done a terrific job, as you've done all season long, in covering this team. We've had some tough times, but you've always given us a great perspective. You can hear Grant from the diamond, as that will continue through the offseason. But I just want to give you a big shout-out, bro, for coming on our show and being a big part of it. And we know you're doing some Falcon stuff now, but thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. It's always my pleasure to talk baseball with you, and hopefully we'll have some winter moves worth rekindling our conversations on the hot stove.
Right. No doubt. Including the return of Brian Snicker. Stay tuned.
It could be. Could be one of them.
Right. Grant, thanks so much, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley. Coming up, Raheem Morris. As a matter of fact, he walked in on our conversation. Mike and I were just talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about, hey, if I can't hear, if I'm Michael Penix, I'm just going, hey, go long.
Everybody go deep. What's the protection on that? Doesn't matter. Just go.
And he walked in on that conversation and had something to say about it as he was saying, well, not really. What happened Sunday, and how does this team fix the issues? And he addresses the Ike Hilliard firing as well. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.